Welcome to this group remote Diamond and Gemstone therapy session for those who have persistent symptoms of the flu. Make sure that you're in a quiet place where you won't be disturbed for the next hour or so. You're welcome to lie down or to sit, however you feel most comfortable. Okay, let's begin by declaring the space of our session to be safe and sacred and clear. Within the space, you're welcome to invite those who you look to for inner support, guardian angels, spiritual guides, anyone you look to that can help you find a greater understanding of your situation. And may they also guide my focus so that I may serve you best. We acknowledge the presence of the many resources, the healing resources of heaven and earth, and invite them into the session also as needed for the greater good of all concerned. And may thy will be done. I'm going to begin with some alignment work, inviting the Master Healer formula of lavender quartz, tanzanite, and sujalite. And if we were together in person, those gemstones would be lying flat along your midline with the clasp opened. So feel its presence right along the front and center of your body. We're going to invite the core alignment mandala of gemstones to come in to support the alignment. Left and right, above and below, and forward and back. Inviting a clearing using white beryl turquoise, wound on a therapy wand so that it forms a coil shape, and bringing that coil to the very center of your being, allowing it to be really big, encompassing your body, allowing it to turn to help bring the light of the white beryl into your body and help provide a moving pathway for unwanted energies to leave. Okay, it can turn in either direction, could turn from your right to your left or from your left to your right. Whatever feels most comfortable for you. I'm checking the central chakra channel, that is the conduit that brings heaven energy down from above and earth energy up from below to feed all your chakra centers. And if there's anyone in the group that has a certain signature in their central channel that is evidence of an active flu, then I'd know it. And actually, nobody does. So thank you for sorting yourselves into the right session. Awesome. So recognizing that you have had the flu-like symptoms for some time now and have not been able to fully recover, the symptoms seem to be dragging on. And our intention for this session is not only to give you more support of the light and sound, of the gems of life energy itself, but also perhaps we can learn something about what is going on with this virus that allows it to linger for so long. Okay, working with some aquamarine, mother of pearl, moonstone and emerald. Tanzanite, pink chalcedony, blue tourmaline, blue sapphire. Nourishing that central channel. And also looking for damage from 5G. Not that I'm saying it has anything to do with the virus, but I am noticing that it is lowering people's resistance and causing evidence of a burning in certain energetic anatomy. Soothing those areas with these gems. Cooling the energetic anatomy that may have got too hot from the foreign frequency contamination. All right, let's bring in some nourishing color rays. We're going to start with purple at the crown. That's at the top of your head, crown chakra. And now indigo at the brow. Just allow yourself to receive these life-giving colors. Blue, there's some muddy blue here, releasing that. Okay, first educating the body and creating some channels for release. And then now it will come off. Okay, fantastic. Going back to blue. much better. Moving on to green at the heart. Allowing the body to receive all the green it needs. You don't have to reach out for it. Just sit back and receive. Just allow it to come to you. Which also means you don't pull on it. It's just there within the session space. And then we'll release some muddy green. Then go back to nourishing with the green. Good, it's brighter. And now yellow. The stomach chakra, it's nice and bright. And then orange at the sacral chakra. And then red at the root. Release some of that muddy red. And it comes in more purely. We're going to do the same thing now with, but our intention is going to be on the virus-infected cells, any that may still be lingering in your body, the virus-infected cells. Okay, here we go. Starting with purple at the crown. So by doing this, it's as though we are collectively working with all the viral infected cells, and it's as if they had chakras. So we're going to see what's going on in their chakras, just on a color basis. We find that the purple is muddy. To release some of that purple. Muddy purple. And again, and now indigo at the brow, release some of this. Actually, let's make some more channels for release. And then releasing the muddy indigo. Nice. Okay. Blue at the throat. Releasing some muddy blue. That's a little better. Gonna have to do more releasing. Releasing the muddy blue. Coming back in with the nice bright blue. And here we have it. and now green at the heart. Nice bright green. Okay, noticing there might be some people who do need a release of muddy green, so we're going to do that for the group. And if you don't need it, do anything. This technique won't drain the healthy green. And even still, we will replenish the green anyway. It's nice and bright. Okay, releasing muddy yellow. Coming back in. Nice bright yellow. Well, this is good that the colors are so relatively easily being shifted and then staying so pure. Moving to orange. Okay, some muddy orange. Waiting for it to build. And then release. Okay, orange coming in again. Nice and bright. And then red. Bringing in the red color ray. Muddy red being released. And a nice bright red coming in. Okay, good. These are viral infected cells that have just gotten their color rays heightened. Now let's move. Well, you stay where you are, but we're going to be bringing in what looks like a mirror. You can imagine this mirror that is just the size of your body if you're sitting down. It just will reflect you sitting down. If you're lying down, it will be the whole length of your body. But it's right in front of you. And usually mirrors reflect. Well, imagine that reflecting kind of turned inside out. This is actually a device that I have seen used in hospitals, healing centers, in the inner worlds. It's about an inch thick, crystalline in nature. But it's now going to be drawing, and it's programmed, because there are dials you can use, so forth. You can specify certain things. And this reverse mirror, instead of reflecting, is going to be drawing out of your body these color-heightened virus-infected cells. Because they could be anywhere. We don't really know where they are or where they're congregating. And as they come out, they're drawn to this device. They'll stay. They'll make an imprint, temporary imprint, on it. And And we can see where that is. Interesting, looks like we have of course everybody is contributing, but there are particular masses in right lung but liver as well. And what's interesting is also in the colon, which is also interesting. Particularly the lower left colon bowel in there. Some in the intestine. There's still some residual in lungs, throat, sinuses, bronchi. Particularly as the trachea meets the bronchi. But that's really interesting, seeing this in the liver. That's very interesting. Okay, well, thank you for that. I'll just give this device a little bit more time. And meanwhile, behind you, it's a similar flat sheet, but this is just going to be bringing into your body from the back, bringing in a white light. It reminds me more of white beryl than anything else. The light of white beryl. And you can imagine that you have, and this is very real, a dial. And if you want the gemstone energies to increase, you can turn the dial to the right. If you want them to decrease, if it feels like what I'm doing is too much, you can turn the dial to the left. Do this at any time. Play with the dial carefully rather than swinging it a lot to the right or left. It's very fine-tuned. Okay, it's time to disengage this particular therapeutic and evaluative device. And you are right here, right now, in this present moment, taking a pause, allowing your body to integrate what we've done so far. There's some other things that I want to check. I want to tune into what are called the cytotoxic T cells. These are cells of your immune system in your blood that basically can locate and disable cells that have become infected with a virus. Checking the relative life energy in this particular collection, this type of cell. All right, let's move formally to the cellular level. Level 2 gemstone therapy. A lot of this is. Okay, T cells, cytotoxic T cells. Okay, good. They're at the cellular level where they have their being, the vitalizing rhythms are better. I'd say they're probably at 80%. Now let's check the NK cells. These are the natural killer cells. Inviting a collective representation of them. These are a little out of balance, first of all, their energies. And I'd say they're only functioning about 20 to 30%. Now, I'd like to be able to do the same thing for, at the cellular level, memory of the interferons produced by virally infected cells. How are they doing? What the interferons do is they prevent the replication of the cell and other things. Move our attention to certain molecules that an infected cell will display on its surface that lets the cytotoxic cells, the cells that I mentioned, the cytotoxic T cells and the natural killer cells, to find the infected cells. I'm curious how well that mechanism is working. It's the MHC molecules. They're working very fast. Fast rhythms. There's also the case where a virus will prevent the infected cell from creating these MHC molecules on the surface. I'm curious to see how well that mechanism is working. Not getting any signal at all. Good, thank you. One of the things that these cytotoxic cells do is they release something that helps bore holes in the infected cell membranes. So that their other molecules can get in and kill the viral infected cell. Let's see how well that mechanism is working. Something called perforin. Okay. There's another mechanism. The cells use to attack the outer membrane of the virally infected cells. And something else they do is the cytotoxic cells will release cytokines. And what I'm going to do after I do this assessment is that we're going to find out what is most effective in which of these healing responses is most effective for this virus, and then we will support it in your bodies. I'm also curious about the antibodies. How well your body has been able to make antibodies that basically disable the virus, neutralize it, or, yeah. Do various things. All right, this is probably the strongest response so far, but it's not balanced. Interesting. We've got rhythms, but they're not. And if they were balanced, they'd be much more effective. Okay, taking a pause. I'm tuning in. Want to give support to the immune system, Bloodstone Red Coral on immune system windows, left side and right side. Inviting the energies of these gemstones to really move in to the immune system. We're going to use a diamond to help with that. helping to infuse the bloodstone and the red coral energy into the immune system throughout your body. Nice. Inviting all the intelligence centers throughout your body that need to take a look at this, that could help us with this process, including the spirit of your immune system, spirit of your respiratory system, spirit of your visceral organ system, spirit of your eliminatory system, looks like lymphatic wants to be on board, and nervous system spirit, we're having a party here, circulatory system, endocrine system, acute flows, storage, digestive, chakra, integumentary, okay, well, that's 13, but it's not all of them. Okay. Inviting all these intelligence centers to take a look at what we're doing. Lending their wisdom and knowledge as we consider which of these immune responses has been most effective. And which can we support for the greater good of everyone here and beyond? And as I sort of listen in conversation, it seems that there are two mechanisms that are really calling attention here. And one is antibodies, but the other is the MHC molecules that the virus is preventing the cell to make. Because what that is doing is it's calling on the natural killer cells when that happens. And the natural killer cells are only 20 to 30% vital. So that's a mechanism that these intelligence centers are all very concerned about. They're not worried about the cytotoxic T cells, 80%, they're not worried about that at all. It's the 80% is just because they've been so busy. All right, so we're going to give attention to the natural killer cells, the NK cells. That's where we're going to start. And they were at 20 to 30%, and they were slightly out of balance. Looking for a single representative who will represent the community. Looks like I'm given a small collection, a small grouping of these cells coming together. Okay, with gratitude. Thank you so much. Testing color first. Yellow, green, blue to go. Purple, interesting. Green and diamond. Okay, let's ask for best treatment access, atomic, molecular, cellular. We're still at cellular level. We'll just reinstate that a little bit. Stimulate the placement. Okay, great. Now we have green coming in a lot more clearly. Okay, emerald white barrel surrounding these NK cells. Inviting them to drink of this green colorway. And already their rhythm is equalized. Okay, let's try again. Red, orange, yellow, green still comes in, blue, indigo, purple. Okay, that's fine. More green. inviting the green to reach into their corresponding energetic anatomy. Asking what level of manifestation needs the most support. Acute flows. Right, Riverstone and Blue Tourmaline. Giving them just the essence of those gemstones so they can find better harmony. And at the same time, bringing in Riverstone and Blue Tourmaline at the two acute flows system windows on your body so that your acute flow system can become more responsive and more communicative with these killer cells. The acute flows system is what recognizes an imbalance as soon as it enters the body. And the natural killer cells, much, much better rhythms. Very strong. Very nice. We have the NK cells in really good shape. And they are passing along their vitality and their experience with the Emerald and the work that I'm doing here and the new relationship they have with the acute flows, passing this along to all the other NK cells in your body. Awesome. Boy, I'm so excited. They're just so... they're so full of energy now. All right, this other mechanism that the intelligence centers seem very concerned about is that the virus is preventing the MHC molecules from being produced by the cell in order to alert the T cells, but when the virus does that, that's when the killer cells can recognize the virus or the infected cells. And that's just a thing that viruses do. Just means the T cells can't be very helpful. So what we're going to do here is collect the cells that are infected that still may be remaining in your body. And we'll find a representative one. It's interesting, there's not too many left. And see what it's doing to attack the killer cells. Oh, I see. Interesting. So, you know that whitish material you see on x-rays with this virus? It appears to me like crumpled up paper. And when the virus sloughs this. And it's partly, I suspect it might be some dead virus, but it's also a mechanism that this virus is using to maintain its presence. And by creating this white, thin, papery, tissue papery stuff, it prevents the killer cells from reaching the live virus cells. Very interesting, very clever viruses. So let's bring Diamond into the picture. Again, we're going to work with the NK cells, natural killer cells. Bringing this to their attention. Inviting them to reach within their own genetic makeup and that of the whole. To wake up those genes that can figure this out. Those genes can find a solution to the problem. How do you navigate through this papery defensive mechanism to reach the viral infected cells? Okay. Just looking for rhythms. Looking at the infected cell that we've been looking at. And this is really interesting too. It seems as though, now, obviously, we're not cells, and so we really can't understand what their life is like, but it seems as though the way that the NK cells are going to solve this problem is, reminds me of the sense of smell. They brought forth genes within them that can help them locate this deficiency of the MHC molecules, they can smell it out. So we'll leave them to their evolution. And the other interesting thing had to do with the antibodies. Alright, antibodies. We saw some of this action happening. And the question is, what will it take for the immune system to build antibodies. To this virus. On its own. We're going to start with the process that I use in a session. Reaching into the infected cell. Finding the virus. Okay, the cell we have, the virus has already started replicating. I want to go before that, when it just starts to attach itself to the cell. Okay, here we go. Red, orange, red, orange, yellow, red, red, orange, yellow, red, orange, yellow, red, orange, yellow. So I'm testing the color rays on the end of the stalk of the virus. Another yellow. 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 Okay, another stalk. Yellow. Okay. Right now, I did the same thing to, we'll find a cell that has virus that has moved into a cell, but before it opens itself up to release its genetic material. And then third, we're going to check, do the same test on the cell that we originally identified, whose contents has already broken open. It's a tedious process. So it looks like when it is inside the cell, it starts to engage. When it's inside and starts releasing its contents, it's bringing forth engaging protective mechanisms for itself. And when it's first inside the cell, it starts its process of transforming itself into that protective mechanism. We'll take a step back. Invite all the intelligence centers that are curious about this. Who may have something to teach. So I need to do one more test, and that is a test of this papery substance. This is actually at the molecular level. Okay, we're going to move to the molecular level of manifestation. You might feel things get a little different at this level, maybe a little busier. That's typical of the molecular level. Just feel the furniture supporting your body. Very grateful to all who stayed for this, to support this. This is not dead cells. Kind of has the sort of the consistency of like a spider silk, but spider silk is very fine, like a fine thread, and this is much thicker. And then it also binds into sheets, but it's very messy. Getting any color in. Coughing definitely does disturb it. Definitely reduces oxygen. Definitely makes it easier for the virus to spread by making the conditions more ideal. Okay, we're going to take a sample of this papery stuff. Sort of pulling gently on it, seeing how is it attached? Because it is attached. Attached to dead cells. Looks like it might even be produced by a dead cell. Alright, so if these are produced by dead cells, I'd like to bring that to this council of intelligence centers throughout your body who are interested in this. Because if they're produced by dead cells, then it seems to me the body has to be very careful about how it's going about killing the cells. Okay, so we're just going to let this go, taking a pause. Golden Barrel Spessartite, Light Green Aventurine. And we're just going to ask permission of your causal intelligence. We can move into the future to a place where your body has figured this out. Permission is granted. Now, time is a little unclear in working with time as far as days and weeks, because that's really just earth time. So we're just more interested not so much in the amount of time, but we're interested in when. When does your body figure it out? Okay, saying hello to the immune system. Asking if we can bring the answer back to the folks here who have so generously given us their time. Here goes. Okay, this is a package. It's a package of about. We're very gently bringing it back along the time track to the here and now that we started from. It's a package of about 5 different things, and they all have to work together. They all have to work together. Okay, there is an antibody. There is super NK cells. I call them super because they figured it out. They have super, they're like bloodhounds, super smelling capacity. You can smell them. And I'm just saying that because it's the best way I can explain it. And then there's three other things that I can't identify. Bring it into the group. So that each of you has a replica, a facsimile of this information. So take a deep breath and imagine you're just inhaling this package of information, bringing it into your body, bringing it into your lungs, your sinuses. So you may want to breathe in through your nose, through your mouth, get it into your throat. You're welcome to cough to make some more room in your lungs, the pool from which you can breathe is still quite plentiful, and there's enough for everyone. Here and now. Here and now. No matter when here and now might be. Five things. Moving into the integration, inviting all the work that we've done today to be comfortably received, accepted, remembered, integrated, and allowed to manifest throughout your body and being, starting with the third dimension, including north and south, east and west, above and below, from the soul star within you to the earth star beneath your feet to the heaven star above. May all three dimensions be fully integrated. The integration now moves into the fourth dimension, including time and space and causation, past, present, and future, here and now, and into the forever. May the fourth dimension be fully integrated. The integration now moves into the fifth dimension, including all of mind, and then beyond the mind to include all intuition and all spirituality. May your entire being be fully integrated. I want to give gratitude to the diamonds and the gemstones for their service this evening. Gratitude to all your intelligence centers for being so helpful. Even gratitude to the virus who had things to teach us as well. gratitude to the vitality in your body for continuing to claim its sacredness and reclaim its sacrosanct self. Gratitude to the earth who gave us these tools and these bodies that we work with, and for the home too that she gives us. Gratitude to the heaven energies for feeding us all. And thank you so much for joining me for this session today. Bye for now.